love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 24th day of November 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most resources on our planet, including human. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as flesh and blood living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary site, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. There is also an IDH program links page on the anticorruptionsociety.com website where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. This guide contains valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does the notice of condition precedent information also on my website. If you haven't yet processed your own notice, please check it out. Well, on this Saturday after Thanksgiving, I hope everybody's doing well. We had a pretty wonderful Thanksgiving. Nothing got burnt. And everybody showed up. And what can I say? It went without glitch. And that's always kind of nice. But Thanksgiving's over, and the TV is completely polluted with commercials for Christmas already. And it's only November 24th, and I'm already sick of them. So we got a long way to go, a whole nother month listening to that stuff, if you watch TV, which I think the really smart people never do. But unfortunately, my husband likes to watch certain things every evening on TV, so it is on. Well, I'd like to talk tonight about the statin wars, which are ramping up. More and more people are becoming familiar with the problem. And I ran into a YouTube this week that I thought was just dynamite. It featured a Dr. Marianne DeMasi from Australia. The YouTube is entitled Dr. Marianne DeMasi, Statin Wars, Have We Been Misled by the Evidence? And I will post a link on the IDH program links page so you can watch it if you wish, because she does have some visuals. I'm not sure you need them, but it kind of helps. And this talk that she gave was done on June 28th, 2018. Now, Dr. Marianne DeMasi is a formal medical scientist who completed her PhD in medicine at the University of Adelaide in South Australia. She then was sort of lured into ABC television in Australia, and she won numerous accolades for her work as a documentary. Well, she had a program called Catalyst, which I think she produced and narrated, and she won awards in 2008, 2009, and 2011 for her program called Catalyst. She was also awarded the National Press Club of Australia's prize for her excellence in health journalism. Now, she did, and I might have talked about it. In fact, I might have featured it. She did a documentary on cholesterol and statins, and I don't know exactly what year. I think it's still on the internet because I'm going to post a link. I found it. And the program was two-parter called Heart of the Matter, part one and part two, and each part was a half an hour, where she exposed both the cholesterol myth and the dangers of statins. For that, in this talk that she gave in June, she mentions what happened to her because of that program. And what was the public response to the program? It was not surprising to me what she had to say, but I think people may underestimate the amount of pressure Big Pharma can put on anyone who challenges their overuse of medication or vaccines and goes public. And when the public starts to listen to them, that's when the attack poodles come out. So I'd like people to listen to what she has to say. It's really well put. And again, I recommend that I'll put the links up, that you take the time to watch her two-part documentary. It is also quite good. So let's at least listen to the audio of the talk by Dr. Marianne DeMasi, titled Statin Wars, Have We Been Misled by the Evidence? Go ahead, Ken. Ken?
Thank you, Daron, for inviting me here today. Some of you may know me from ABC's Catalyst program. I was an investigative journalist for ABC for about 10 years. Until the unfortunate demise of the program about a year and a half ago, when ABC decided to axe the program and the entire team was made redundant. I'm a former scientist. I did a PhD in rheumatology. I now work as a consultant for the Nordic Cochrane Collaboration, which is essentially a big consortium of scientists who do health and medical research projects, and distinctly function with no industry funding. I'm here today to talk about statin wars. It's a paper, a peer-reviewed narrative review that was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine in January this year. It's called Statin Wars, Have We Been Misled by the Evidence? So there's the reference if you want some more detail on my talk today. So a bit of background on statins. They're the most widely prescribed cholesterol-lowering drug on the planet. So they're an incredibly lucrative drug class, with Pfizer's Lipitor being the most profitable drug in the history of medicine. Since their introduction, their 20-year patents have expired, but despite the expiration of these patents, the total sales is expected to reach $1 trillion by 2020. So there's no doubt that the statin empire is big business. Now, there's been an exponential rise in the prescribing of statins. In the early days, we were only prescribing statins to people at high risk of heart disease. So these are people who've already had a heart attack or stroke with diagnosed disease. Then an influential group began recommending or promoting that statins be prescribed to everybody over the age of 50, even if you had normal cholesterol levels. A few years ago, we had some pediatricians saying that we should start screening kids for high cholesterol, and Pfizer ended up marketing some grape-flavoured statins to children and adolescents as potential recipients of these medications. We had a very high-profile cardiologist in the UK who published in the American Journal of Cardiology suggesting that statins were so safe and so effective that we should offer them as condiments in burger outlets to counter the effects of a fast food meal. I've even interviewed people who've participated in debates in the US about putting statins in the water supply. So this exponential rise in the prescribing of statins has caused a very large chasm between two parts of the medical profession. The proponents say that statins are incredibly life-saving, that they're one of the most important advances in medical history and have prevented untold heart attacks and strokes. But the other side of the spectrum has become more skeptical, and they say that statins are largely unnecessary and serve no purpose in lowering cholesterol to prevent cardiac problems. So who's right, and why is it that we've got this bitter divide amongst a group of educated doctors who are all looking at the same literature? Well, my proposition today is that we need to follow the money. And that's usually a proposition when you're dealing with industries of this size. The cost of developing a drug, a prescription drug, to gain market attention nowadays exceeds $2.5 billion. So instead of developing a new drug, drug companies understand that an effective way to fast-track company profits is to extend the indications of an existing drug that they already have. And that's essentially what happened with statins. In the early 2000s, the US National Cholesterol and Education Program simply revised their definition of high cholesterol. So it used to be at about 6 or 6.5, and then they lowered it gradually to 5.5. I think now it's below 5. And so by simply just lowering the threshold of what we call high cholesterol, millions more people became eligible for these medications overnight. So it wasn't based on any new science at all. It was just on this prevailing view that when it comes to cholesterol, the lower, the better. Skepticism arose when it was discovered that 8 out of 9 of those people deciding to lower that threshold actually had direct financial ties to statin manufacturers. In 2013, the American College of Cardiologists and the American Heart Association decided that they were going to move away from looking at just a single number of high cholesterol, and they decided to look at a patient's overall cardiac risk. So if you go to a doctor nowadays, they'll usually assess the risk of developing heart disease over a period of time. So these calculators take into account not only your cholesterol number, but your age, your blood pressure, and I think weight, and even if you have type 2 diabetes, and they come out with a number. So when they moved from single cholesterol number to a percentage risk, US decided that if you had a risk of 7.5% of developing heart disease in the next 10 years, you would be prescribed a statin. And that's compared to a higher threshold in the UK of 20%. So by simply changing from a single cholesterol number to this very low percentage risk profile, it increased the number of Americans being prescribed statins by 12.8 million. But what was most concerning is that the majority of these people were actually elderly people without established heart disease, and this is the population that would get virtually no benefit from these medications. Then there was concern about these calculators, that they were perhaps overestimating the risk of the patients. One study showed that 4 out of 5 of these calculators were actually overestimating the risk, some up to 115%. So that started really driving this overdiagnosis and overtreatment and overprescription of statin medications. And it was referred to as the statinization of the population by Professor John Ioannidis, a professor at Stanford University. So industry bias has become a big issue. In the 1980s, when former President Ronald Reagan was in power, he significantly slashed public funding to the National Institutes of Health. And this left a gaping hole for private industry to come in and start sponsoring their own clinical trials. And this is essentially what happened with the statin trials. The vast majority of statin trials are funded by manufacturers. So when you have drug companies sponsoring their own trials and publishing their own peer-reviewed results, Cochrane has established well and truly that this favours the benefits of the drug and underestimates the risks. And this is what has led the founder of the Nordic Cochrane Collaboration, Professor Peter Gotcher, to say that when the drug industry sponsors trials and cannot be examined or questioned by independent researchers, that science ceases to exist and it becomes nothing more than marketing. Now, the very nature of science is its contestability. We need to be able to challenge and re-challenge scientific results to ensure that they're reproducible and they're legitimate. But there's been a cloud of secrecy around the clinical trials on statins. Most people are not aware that the raw data on statin side effects have never been released to the public. Is controlled by one group of researchers led by Professor Rory Collins under the CTT collaboration, which is under the CTSU at Oxford University. So they hold all the raw data on the statin side effects. Now, this is an incredibly influential group of scientists. They periodically publish meta-analyses that advocate the wider use of statins. This is the group that were promoting that everybody over the age of 50, even if they had normal cholesterol, should be on statin medications. Now, they claim to be an independent organisation, but we know from internal documents that were revealed to the British Medical Journal that CTSU has received over £260 million from the makers of cholesterol-lowering medications. Now, the reason they obtain this data and is because they've signed a legally binding agreement with the principal investigators of the clinical trials, which are the drug companies, and they've agreed to withhold the raw data from any third party, and they will not permit independent researchers to verify these results. So this is an egregious lack of transparency in science. Sharing data with other researchers is vital for scientific transparency because it allows for independent scientists to scrutinise the clinical trial results, and then it fosters a greater confidence about the true benefits and risks of a medication. Now, this is not just for the public who are taking these medications. This is for the doctors who want to relay balanced information to their patients when they prescribe these medications. They want to tell patients about the harms and the benefits of these medications so that patients are able to make informed choices about which pills they want to take. So it's not surprising that all of the secrecy around the side effects of statins has raised concerns about the authenticity of the statin data. Now, this situation, we need to learn from situations in the past, and Tamiflu is a prime example.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
So it's not surprising that all of the secrecy around the side effects of statins has raised concerns about the authenticity of the statin data. Now, this situation, we need to learn from situations in the past, and Tamiflu is a prime example of a medication where governments around the world spent millions and millions of dollars stockpiling this medication in the event of a flu pandemic, based on information that we got from the drug companies, that it shortened the span of having the flu and that it reduced hospital complications. But a tenacious group of Cochrane researchers lobbied hard to get access to the clinical trial reports that the drug companies had never revealed to the public. And it took several years, but in essentially a public shaming campaign in collaboration with the British Medical Journal, the drug companies finally handed over that data, and the Cochrane researchers did do an independent review, and they found that Tamiflu was not as effective as it was made out to be, that it had much more side effects, and it didn't reduce hospital complications. So this was a very revealing lesson when we learnt that Tamiflu was probably no better than taking ordinary, cheap paracetamol when you get the flu. Another way that you can influence public opinion and doctors' opinions about the efficacy of statin medications is to design a trial to minimise the harms. And this is essentially what happened in the heart protection study. They design a trial with what they call a run-in period. So they gather, say, thousands of participants, and they put all the participants on the drug for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. Then at the end of this run-in period, there's a high dropout rate. People stop taking the medication, they don't tolerate it, mostly due to side effects. In the heart protection study, 36% of the participants dropped out in this first phase of the trial. So with this freshly culled population of participants, that's when they begin the clinical trial and they separate them between placebo and statin. So at the end, the side effect rates between the statin group and the placebo group are fairly similar. So we know that cutting out all of those people that had side effects from the medication before the trial began grossly underestimates the percentage of people that will experience side effects at the end of the trial. And this is probably why we see that the side effect rate in the statin trials is wildly different to the rates that we see in real-world populations. So when you ask doctors what the complication and side effect rates are of statins, they usually say around 20 to 30% of their patients feel muscle pain and brain fog. Another way that a drug company can market the medication and exaggerate the benefits is to exaggerate the statistics. Now, most of you have heard doctors and public health authorities say that statins reduce your risk of developing heart disease by over 30%. Now, in Australia, direct-to-consumer advertising is illegal, but it's not illegal to advertise direct to doctors. And this is the kind of advertisement that you'll see in a doctor magazine. This is an Australian doctor publication. It says Lipitor reduces the risk of heart attack by 36%. And they have a picture of an eminent and trustworthy doctor, and why wouldn't you relay that to your patients? I'd be impressed with a medication that would reduce my risk by 36%. But when you look closer at the study, this is the study it came from 2008. It was published in the European Heart Journal. And again, Rory Collins appears on this publication. And on table 4, it actually shows that if you take placebo, your risk of having a heart attack is about 3.1%. So this is taking the sugar pill. However, if you take the statin, your risk drops to 2%. So from 3.1% down to 2% is about a 36% reduction, but the absolute risk reduction was only 1.1%, and that sounds much less impressive, especially to a patient when they're talking to their doctor about whether they want to take statins. Now, the reason this is really important for patients is because they have the fear of God put in them that you're going to die if you stop taking your statins. But these kind of statistics will just help the patient make more informed choices about whether or not they want to take a medication, because if they're suffering really badly from side effects, they have severe muscle pain and they can't exercise, they have brain fog, they have memory lapses, they can't function properly at work, then maybe some of them are willing to take the risk of this absolute reduction of 1.1%. So it's important to give patients honest and transparent information. One of the ways in which drug companies can effectively influence public opinion, and it's a powerful way, is to silence dissenters. One of the ways to do this is scientific publications. In 2016, there was a 30-page review authored by Professor Rory Collins, again, in a very high-profile journal called The Lancet. It claimed to end the statin debate once and for all. Statins were safe and not to listen to any media hype.
Uh, You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
In 2016, there was a 30-page review authored by Professor Rory Collins, again, in a very high-profile journal called The Lancet. It claimed to end the statin debate once and for all. Statins were safe and not to listen to any media hype because these medications are wonderful, even for people at low risk of heart disease. So this received widespread media attention, and most of the news coverage in the UK, the US, and Australia even widely publicised this view. Another way to silence dissenters is to discredit them. Now, Professor Rory Collins in a UK outlet said that those who question statin side effects are far worse and have probably killed more people than the paper on the MMR vaccine. So again, accusing you of murdering people is an effective way at trying to discredit you. Professor Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic also said that we need to push back on people challenging statins. And he said that there was a rise in the internet cult. So calling you a cult leader or a cult follower is an effective way to discredit you. And lastly, one of the most effective ways to silence dissenting views is about censorship. And we've heard a lot about Gary Fetke, which many of you would know, so I won't go into much of that now. But I'll just talk really briefly about my experience at ABC Catalyst Program. So in 2013, I did a two-part series called Heart of the Matter. Just a show of hands, who's familiar with this controversy that happened? Okay, so a lot of you. I feel like I'm preaching to the converted. So really briefly, it was a two-part series. The first challenged the long-held belief that saturated fat caused heart disease by raising cholesterol. And the second part of the series, which was the one that caused all the controversy, was called Cholesterol Drug Wars, and we questioned the overprescription of statins and the overwhelming industry influence in statin trials. They went to air, they received an extraordinary amount of attention, they rated 1.5 million, which was profound ratings at the time, at that time slot, and we were receiving thousands of congratulatory letters and texts and on social media from people that were really happy with us. And of course, and more importantly, the managing director and director of television at the ABC were really pleased about the outcome of these trials, programs. Until we started receiving complaints from Heart Foundation, who were criticised in this program, very scathing complaints, and from, of course, the drug companies and a few vested interest groups. So this is when the orchestrated campaign to discredit myself and the programs began. We had ABC's health commentator, Norman Swan, go on national radio and say, people will die if they watch this program. We had the Sydney cardiologist at Royal Prince Alfred, David Selemeyer, go to the Sydney Morning Herald and say, ABC has blood on its hands. Cardiologist Dr. Peter Clifton, he was a paid sponsor on Meadowlea Margarine and has received money from the sugar industry, Coca-Cola. In the Medical Observer, he encouraged people to contact Slatter and Gordon and sue the ABC if anybody had watched the program and gone off their statins and had a heart attack. And of course, a scathing review by the National Heart Foundation CEO. She wrote an editorial in the Sydney Morning Herald saying that the program and the messages were dangerous. And this was a really difficult tide to stop or at least counter, because our entire Catalyst team were put under a gag order. We were not allowed to defend ourselves in the media. So this criticism kind of avalanched, and it took on a life of its own. And then, of course, a very widespread media attention on an article that was published by Professor Emily Banks in the Medical Journal of Australia, saying that the Catalyst program caused thousands of people to stop taking their medication, and they predicted that this would cause up to 2,900 potentially fatal heart attacks and strokes. So that was kind of the final nail in the coffin for the programs. We were accused of mass murder. Unfortunately, ABC capitulated to the pressure and the increased scrutiny, and they decided to remove the programs from the website. So overall, it was a real disservice to the public discourse on statins. We wanted people to go to their doctor and question their medications and become more educated about their medications. But we were being bombarded by doctors saying, how dare these patients come into my clinic and question me about prescribing them statin medications? And I was like, well, that was exactly the point of the programs. Why are you so upset? I'll just mention briefly this scare campaign that happened in France, because it was very similar to what happened to me, but it had a slightly different outcome. So again, widespread media attention when a French cardiologist questioned the value of statins in a new book, and this received a lot of attention in the French press. Same sort of thing again, a report came out blaming the book and the media hype for causing a 50% increase in statin discontinuation, so lots of people going off their statins. And they started making predictions and extrapolations that this would cause 10,000 deaths. So extraordinary amount of people were expected to die in the following year because of this media hype. But this time, researchers actually went back to the national statistics, as opposed to just sort of calculating a predicted number of deaths that would happen in the future. And the national statistics showed that the number of deaths decreased in the year following all of this media hype. And so it led the authors to conclude that it was not evidence-based to claim that statin discontinuation increases mortality and that in future scientists should assess the real or actual effects of statin discontinuation rather than making dubious extrapolations and calculations. So that's where I'll end. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And hope you enjoyed it.
Well, I thought she did a good job. She had some information in there that I was completely unaware of. In fact, when she said that the raw data regarding statin side effects has never been released, I just about fell off my chair. So where is the data on side effects? You know, she's basically saying the only information we can get on the side effects regarding statin drugs is what our friends tell us. Now, they did prescribe for my husband a statin drug, and we'd already read a lot about it before this event even occurred. So he was already convinced not to take statins. I mean, and when he read the book about it, he wasn't even sick. So we didn't really take it too seriously. And believe it or not, the doctors did not push it. We just didn't fill the prescription is what happened. But I don't think even my husband was aware that the raw data regarding statins has never been released regarding the side effects. However, on some of the websites like drugs.com, there are side effects, significant serious side effects mentioned. So that leads me to question, where is all this information coming from? You know, she really nailed them in this short talk as far as their unreliability and the strategy that the pharmaceutical industry is using to combat the truth about statin drugs is exactly the same strategy that we have seen for many years that they use against people who are wary of vaccines. Name-calling, endless name-calling. They won't talk about the science. And instead, they talk about, well, all these children are going to die if they don't take their vaccines. And they come up with some crazy number. I mean, it's identical. The strategy that they use is absolutely identical to what they use with cholesterol and statins. It's amazing. And sadly, the numbers that she quoted for the patients who are taking this medication, to me, was mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And you think about that, now I can understand why in Central Ohio there is a huge heart hospital that's not been around. It wasn't around 20 years ago. They are actually making people sick with their medications and trying to claim that they're making them better. So what happens is they get more and more patients as they use these statin drugs for prevention. You're just going to get more sick people, and that's exactly what's happening. There is no morality in Big Pharma. Sadly, there are nurses and doctors who are pushing these drugs who just simply cannot accept that fact, that there is no morality when it comes to a corporation selling its product. The fiduciary obligation of the corporation does not include do no harm. And I thought it was really interesting how she brought out that they can increase their market share just by changing the criteria for which patients is it appropriate to prescribe statins. I'm going to read you a quote from the book, The Truth About Drug Companies, that was written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine by the name of Dr. Marcia Angel. And this is exactly what happened with statins. It's exactly what happens with a lot of these drugs. And here's what she said, quote, "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reach slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as editor of the New England Journal of Medicine." Excuse me, unquote. So, authoritative medical guidelines. I mean, to put everyone, all patients who have a 7% or greater risk of having a stroke or heart attack on a preventative drug called statins, when the side effects are so horrific, and as she pointed out, what was the actual improvement or reduction? 1% from a 3% risk without taking statins on a placebo to a 2% risk. 1%? I mean, that's just crazy. There's no way I would take that risk. And I found when I looked at the anticoagulant drugs, the whole thing is very, very similar. You know, the studies that have been done after the new ones that were put out there to replace warfarin called Xarelto and Eliquis, after they approved those drugs, all of a sudden the criteria and guidelines for who needs anticoagulant therapy and how long do they need anticoagulant therapy, all of a sudden the guidelines are changed. And of course, when they change the guidelines, it is merely to increase the market share. It is not necessarily to save lives. I mentioned this on a previous show, but I'll mention it again in case you missed the show. There's a wonderful article that you can get online by Professor Charles Seif and, incidentally, John Rappaport. Many of you are familiar with him. He is a medical journalist and independent. He has a website called No More Fake News. He also picked up on this article and the work of Professor Charles Seif, which was released in February 9th, 2015 on the website of slate.com. And the article is called "Are Your Medications Safe?" I suggest everybody reads it because it really is scathing. It specifically says that the anticoagulants, both Eliquis and Xarelto, were approved under fraudulent science. They were not proven to be either safe or effective. And sadly, there are people bleeding to death who are taking these medications. I think also the fact that they did research to extend the amount of time people should be on an anticoagulant so they can sell more Xarelto or Eliquis has added to the number of people who are dying even on warfarin because they're extending the amount of time people should stay on these drugs. It's dangerous beyond belief. These are very dangerous drugs. And I think it's wonderful that this Dr. Marianne DeMasi is going forward. I think it's great that she did that show, Heart of the Matter. Someone else, she said it was taken off their website, but I was able to find a link on YouTube. Someone else apparently downloaded it and uploaded it, and it's available, so you can see it. A very well done program. It's discouraging, to say the least. It's scary, actually. Because meanwhile, while they're doing all of this evil, evil promotion of dangerous drugs, we are still going through life. And as we go through life, from time to time, we get sick. And we have no alternative, unfortunately. Alternative medicine people don't have access, are not allowed access to laboratories. They can't order lab work. They can't order x-rays. They can't order these sophisticated tests. So for the diagnostic aspect of illness, if you go completely with alternative medicine, you're going to be going only on symptoms. You will have no confirmation of any tests whatsoever. Even a broken bone, you wouldn't know exactly how it's broken unless you can look at an x-ray. So the public is really left between a rock and a hard spot, in my opinion, because we still break bones. We still have blood clots. We still have ulcers. Some people still get incredible stomach pain. So we are still out here suffering some injuries and illness. It's just that we don't have a medical system that we can rely on to prescribe treatment. Now, I did talk to one individual who had some symptoms. It was gastric, I believe. And he did go to a medical doctor, and he did get the x-rays. So he got the diagnosis. And like me and like my husband, once he got the diagnosis, he looked for alternative treatment. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back In Two Independents of Humanity, I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the statin wars and big pharma in general. She did mention Dr. John Ioannidis, and we did a program kind of featuring John's work. He published an article in 2005 titled "Why Most Published Research Findings Are False," and it appeared in the PLOS Medicine Journal. I have that listed, and I also have listed on Big Pharma Exposed on the website anticorruptionsociety.com. You click on that, Big Pharma Exposed, and you will see a reference to both Dr. Marcia Angel, Dr. Ioannidis, who was mentioned by Dr. Marianne DeMasi, as well as Dr. Peter Gocha from the Cochrane, and she's now affiliated with the Cochrane collaboration, which is amazing, which is wonderful. I'm sure they're thrilled to have her. And Dr. Peter Gocha wrote the book Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime. And I've read that book. It's wonderful. I recommend both the Marcia Angel book and the Peter Gocha book. And here's a quote from his book that I thought was really important, because this is what we've seen in our life, and this is what she was describing as well. Dr. Peter Gocha said, quote, "The main reason we take so many drugs is that drug companies don't sell drugs. They sell lies about drugs. This is what makes drugs so different from anything else in life. Virtually everything we know about drugs is what the companies have chosen to tell us and our doctors. The reasons patients trust their medicine is that they extrapolate the trust they have in their doctors into the medicines they prescribe. The patients don't realize that, although their doctors may know a lot about disease and human physiology, they know very little about drugs that hasn't been carefully concocted and dressed up by the drug industry," unquote. And I can tell you he is absolutely right. We have a physician friend who was using Lipitor to prevent heart disease, and he had this terrible muscle pain. He couldn't even walk, and that was from the Lipitor. He actually believes the whole cholesterol thing. He believes the whole statin thing. To get doctors to push these medications, they have to convince doctors that this is true. So unfortunately, our physicians end up taking these medications and being harmed by them as well. If the doctors all knew the truth about them, they would be reticent, I think. They would probably start to raise questions at their meetings, although some of you are aware that my husband's a retired physician. He has informed me many times that if he brings up these controversies at any of these meetings, the one in front of them. Okay, we'll take calls in the second hour. When we come back, stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift.